Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going? Zach here with Profitable Ads. Congratulations on taking your first steps to increasing your conversion rate. Down below this video, I have a checklist of 7 things that you can implement right away. I recommend doing one at a time and split testing to see what works. I've seen this like 4x to even 10x conversion rates over my tenure, and I highly recommend you start implementing those right away. That list is down below. But now that I have you here, I want to share something with you. We've actually built a framework called the Intention Framework that I want to give to you absolutely free. And I want to talk to you about one of our clients who we helped scale to $2.6 million in sales with just $16,000 in ad spend on Facebook, and how you can do the exact same thing. You can literally take this framework, build it into your business, and absolutely crush it, okay? So I want to start back at the beginning a little bit so I can explain who I am and kind of what I do. and I'm going to expose some embarrassing things because I think it's important that you know exactly who you're talking to. So I actually used to sell, believe it or not, toilet paper for a living. Now, you can hold all your jokes until you meet me in person, or you can send me a message about it, whatever you want, but I've heard them all, don't worry. But I literally used to sell toilet paper for a living. Where I come from, a very small town, Kingston, Ontario is the name of the town in Canada. And basically, a job like that, for a janitorial supply company, I was a salesperson, they paid me 60 grand a year, I had a cell phone, I got a car, I got a laptop. It's like the equivalent of winning a lottery. Like literally when I got that job, my family came over and we had like a barbecue and celebrated. Like that's what people do from my hometown, which was great. My first year was awesome. I was learning how to sell. I was learning all of these different things. But as I got really good at the job and better at sales and better understanding of who I am as a person, I had 3 tragic things happen to me right in a row. My father passed away, my best friend passed away, and my grandmother within like a 15-month window. And when that happened, it just confirmed to me one major thing, that life is short. And I had to check with myself, was I on the best path for me? What did I love to do? What would I do for free and for fun? And the answer was digital marketing. Regardless of what I was doing, what job or which career, ever since I was 15 years old, I've literally been obsessed with digital marketing, understand how to acquire business and customers, and like absolutely obsessed. But I never followed that as a career path. And it's just because of the way things worked out in my life, having kids and so on. But once I realized that how short life was, and I had that perspective, I knew I needed to change. I needed to get out of my office job, and I needed to figure out how I can get into my career that I actually wanted to be in. And like most entrepreneurs, I went to go see Tony Robbins. And if you haven't seen Tony Robbins, essentially what he does is like group therapy session, and it'll absolutely blow and clear your mind. So I went to go see him. He has this exercise where you put your hand on your heart and you reach out. And I discovered that what's really holding me back was that I was afraid to let my friends and family down, because I was afraid that if I failed, that they wouldn't love me anymore, which is absolutely ludicrous. But the human mind is just that. It's ludicrous at times. And once I discovered that, he also has another phrase where he says, you got to burn your boats. So I went to the event. I discovered this. That was on a Saturday. That next Monday morning, I literally went and quit my job, gave my 2 weeks. I didn't have a plan. I had no idea what I was going to be doing. And I thought I was going to go into business for myself. And to kind of sum up what happened in my first experience in going into my own business, is best summed up by a Mike Tyson quote. And the quote goes, something like this: everybody's got a plan until you get a punch in the mouth. And that's exactly what happened to me. I went up to the marketplace, got beaten up, wasn't making money, was totally struggling. And then I found an opportunity with one of the largest agencies within Canada. I had been working, I understood a lot. I got into that business, and what I realized is that I was really advanced for, not only for myself, but compared to other people in the industry. Because I've been doing it for so long, and it's second nature, a lot of the stuff that I talk about. And I was able to kind of share that with them, and I was blowing their minds. They were like, I've never even seen anything like this. To put it in perspective, like, they were not even using the Facebook Pixel at the time. This was like two and a half years ago. So the Pixel that had been out for like 5 years at that point. So it was they were behind the times. I literally went in there and I blew their mind. And then I thought to myself, well, maybe I can start my own agency. Maybe I can carve out my own space. And I can get paid to do it, because I can get paid from these guys and I can learn and practice on their clients. So they gave me a client list of about 300 companies. Now, when I first started, like, less than five were profitable, less than five. I was able to turn around the majority of those accounts just by using this simple process that I'm gonna give to you here, okay? And so with the jeweler account that we were working on, he's currently active with us right now. We implemented this step for step, and it works. It works super well. It's not complicated, it's not fancy, but it works, okay? So no more about me. Let's kind of jump into this framework and learn about how you can implement this into your business, okay? So this is called the intention framework. And the reason we call it the intention framework is because we want to understand the intention of the end user. And once we understand that, everything changes. So that brings us to step number one. It's all about the customer journey. Understanding why your customer uses your product the way that they do. Understanding how they were feeling when they purchased your product. Understanding all of these different nuances and the minutiae of why they're actually buying from you is so, so powerful. Now, what I recommend is that you collect data any way you can from them, whether that's reviews, whether that's emails, if you're just calling, pick up the phone and call them and check in with them. Learn about their business. Find out what's happening. Once you understand this, we can go into the data. And, excuse me, the data is like a gold nugget waiting to be found. Because once you understand the reason that they're using your product, that covers a lot of the marketing stuff, okay? Now we want to look at who we're going to be selling it to. By analyzing the data, what we want to look for is obviously who's purchasing your product, but what age are they? What device are they using? How long are they spending on your site? How many times have they been to your site before they made their purchase? All of these things are extremely important, and you can use something like Google Analytics or Google Tag Manager to really accelerate that, like which buttons they're clicking, all different types of stuff. You can set up conversion events. And then that brings us to step number three. So we know, let's just recap quickly. Number one, the customer journey. We understand what they're actually doing. Are they solving a problem? We understand what is happening here. And then we understand who is doing it and how long it takes them to make that purchasing process. So we're starting to shape this picture of this client of yours, of this customer of yours, and what that really looks like. And then what we want to do is go ahead and build out the engine. Now, the reason we call it the engine is because we use what I love, absolutely love, product feed ads within Facebook. And we call it the engine because once it's in place, it will pick up sales all day long. To put it in perspective, we generate anywhere from 40 to 60% of our sales from our engine, our dynamic retargeting ads that we're running on Facebook and Instagram. So once these are in place, we can then do step number four, fill it with gas. These are all the top of funnel ads. Now, so why does this work so well? Simply put, we know exactly why they want it, we know who wants it, and then we're able to add better customer service and a better experience for them to purchase the product. So with these ads, for example, we send top of funnel, and we're selling, for example, engagement rings for this instance. We're selling engagement rings. That process takes 3 months, okay? And instead of being like, hey, we sell engagement rings, hey, we sell engagement rings, hey, we sell engagement rings, we change the story and the narrative to, hey, do you remember that ring that you were looking at? It's still available. But multiple people are also looking at that ring. We only have so many available. Did you want to take action today? It turns into a customer service experience, and it's not a weird advertising, and it absolutely crushes. So if you want to learn more about this account and more about the Intuition Framework, I highly recommend that you click the link down below. It'll take you directly to a case study page where we lay out exactly what we've done, and you can learn about it from there. Okay, guys? And of course, your checklist is down below. I want to see you crushing your conversion rate, because as great as this is, if you can increase your conversion rate, you can increase every aspect of your business. You can outspend your competitors and absolutely crush it. So I kind of want to leave you with one little thought. So if I can implement something like this, somebody who used to sell toilet paper for a living can learn and understand and master this, you can too. And I've seen this work for not just like a handful of businesses. I've seen this work for thousands of companies, and it will definitely work for yours as well. And I highly recommend that you check out the case study link down below. And it was great to meet you, and I look forward to chatting soon. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Have a great day.